Good evening, and welcome to Talk Truth Radio with your host, Dr. Rayne Morgan. Dr. Rayne Morgan is Mother Earth, and you can look forward to the next 3 hours of enlightening talk. What are the issues? More importantly, what are the solutions? We hold the torch. Together we stand. Now join Dr. Rayne and this evening's guest. Open your mind and have a good time.
Hey, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us one more time. I'm Dr. Rayne Morgan, and this is Talk Truth Radio. We come to you every Wednesday night from 7:30 to 10:30, and we are so generously brought to you by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael and the Energy Enhancement Systems. You know, you've heard us. We're Bioscalar Energy. Well, tonight, I have to tell you, guys and dolls, I'm real happy about a short-time guest. I've had her on my show many times, years and years ago, but we're only going to have her for a half an hour tonight. And this is a special show for me because she is an expert. Jody Powell is an expert in one of my most favorite subjects, a subject that's very dear to my own heart, and that is parenting. I've done many, many shows endeavoring to help people to be conscious, awakened parents, to raise children that don't become subject to their peers. So without I go on and on, The Parents Tool Shop, The Universal Blueprint for Building a Healthy Family, Jody Johnston Powell. And let me just tell you, before I say hello to Jody, let me just tell you that Jody Johnston Powell, LSW, is a second-generation parent educator with more than 30 years of experience. And she is the founder of the Family Network. And she writes one of the most fabulous 12-pound books that I've ever come across. And she deals with such simple issues, but they're huge issues, as sibling squabbles and rivalry and smart, sassy kids and lying and power struggles and messy rooms and all of those things that we all go through with our children. So, Jody Johnston Powell, hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rayne. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I want to talk for a minute, Jody, about what you've been doing since, my goodness, it's been maybe 8 years since I've talked to you. I've been here in Phoenix now 5 years, so it's been quite a while since I've talked to you. Tell me what's going on since you first published The Parents Tool Shop.
Well, it's taken on a life of its own. It's not quite 12 pounds. It's a 3-pound book, but it does have a life of its own, like its own little baby. And so I've just kind of been trying to keep up. My audience, because of the book and because of the internet and where that's gone in the last, since 2000 when it was published, my audience is now worldwide. And so, in addition to my very comprehensive website, which as always has tons of articles, every month I'm putting up new articles. In fact, there's, you know, stuff for back to school, which is kind of the season that we're in now. I've also started doing some free monthly teleseminars. And so every month we talk about a particular topic in the first half hour, but then the second half hour is completely open Q&A. And that's really a parent's opportunity to get some of their specific questions asked, or maybe a particular situation. We may do a call-in tonight, and I know you've heard me do call-in before. One of the areas that I like to do. And so having a venue for doing that every single month, somebody doesn't have to sign up for a whole class. All they have to do is just sign up for the series, and they not only will get notification, but they'll get a recording of the teleseminar, and I have all kinds of bonus materials I give afterwards. So just another great freebie. This summer, I'm writing my second book, which will be a half of a pound book of the Parents Tool Shop. It'll really be the scaled down version that the really busy parent, the one who doesn't necessarily want all the answers, they just want the basics, they want the essentials, mm-hmm. they want to get to know and use that. Then they'll be ready to go on and kind of go for the mother load, which the big book is the Bible of parenting. It's got everything in it. Not everybody wants everything. So that's what I'm writing this summer. And then I'm very excited. I believe I can announce the signature isn't quite on the contract yet, but we're about 99% there. I will be the exclusive online parenting expert for the Dayton Daily News Mom-to-Mom website. And while it's a local website for moms, anybody, because it's on the Internet, will be able to access the website and correspond, and I'll be writing a weekly article for that.
Very cool. So that's Jody, what
September.
What night can people tune in? You said one night a month. What night is that?
My monthly teleseminars are at noon Eastern Time, the second Friday of every month. So those of you who are Pacific Time, it's a 9 a.m. For those who are Eastern Time, it's lunch break. So it is on a weekday, so I tried to do it, you know, either first thing in the morning or at lunch. And it is for an hour, and if you can't happen to make it a particular month, if you're signed up, you will get a link to the recording.
And where do they go?
They go to parentstoolshop.com, and there is a link off the homepage, or you can go parentstoolshop.com/tele, capital T, lowercase E-L-E, T-E-L-E, and that will take you to the sign-up page. Just sign up once, and you can attend every month or get the recordings every month.
All right, cool. 9 a.m., and we go to www.parentstoolshop.com/tele. And
that's right.
9 a.m. Pacific and 12 o'clock Eastern time for you folks that are listening to us around the world. Okay.
Yes. And actually the next one is this coming Friday on the 10th. So just, 2 days away? Today's Wednesday. So 2 days away, noon. So get on there tonight and get signed up so you get the reminder call with the call-in number and all that.
Okay. And it's every Tuesday.
Second Friday of every month.
Second Friday. I want to write this down so that we can give people a reminder. Jody, I try to back everybody that I bring on the show, and we've got some things that are really changing in my arena, too, so we're going to have links to everything, links on the radio website and links on my website, so, you know, we can just maybe have something that flashes up and says, when you go to my site, that says, remember, the second Friday of every month is the Parents Tool Shop. You know,
that
if you're raising
great.
Children, this is where you need to be.
Definitely.
So,
and, yeah, we have parents from all around the world to join us.
Jody, are you talking about anything? I know you're talking about ADHD. This is a huge subject, and, you know, I have a lot of clients myself that have ADD, ADHD kids, and I am for working through it and not putting them on drugs. What do you say? And maybe you could give a couple of tips to people on how to deal with their kids that have those symptoms.
Sure. I actually have a special section in my book on ADHD, and I'm not a medical doctor, so it's not what I do share in there. I view this section as a consumer guide because my experience is that a lot of parents will get comments such as a teacher will say to them, oh, your child can't sit still, he must have ADHD. Or somebody else, a non-doctor, a non-professional, will say, oh, your kid's really hyper, they've got ADHD. And parents need to know what it is, how you tell whether or not your child even needs evaluated. If they do, who should be evaluating them? What is it that they're looking for that you should be looking for first? So I actually do give one of the diagnostic, one page, that has the diagnostic criteria. And I'll tell you right now, because I didn't know this was going to come up, but I will prepare and put up on my website, and I'll give you the link I'm going to create. I'll tell you what it is, and I'll do it tonight, and it'll be ready in about an hour or so after we get off. I'll make it go to parentstoolshop.com/ADHD and just make it all cap letters, ADHD. I will give folks, they can just enter their email there, and they can get a free set excerpt out of my book. I'd be happy to share that with them.
Oh, cool. This is a big subject, Jody.
Yeah, it really is.
And, of course, you know, another one that's very dear to me is childhood inoculations and how it is now so connected to autism. I had a client come in the other day, brought her 9-year-old little boy in with her, and he was markedly autistic, no doubt, rocking back and forth. When you called his name, he'd look off into space, won't join in and play with the other kids, plays off to the side. And she said, within 2 hours of getting the MMR shot, his fever spiked to 109, I think she said it was. And 24 hours later, he collapsed. He didn't walk. Of course, he, you know, went immediately to the hospital, but he didn't walk for weeks. And then it was, you know, within weeks, he was showing all the signs of being autistic. It altered him dramatically in hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know I have to get you back on. We only have a half an hour tonight. But any advice for people wondering about shots, or is it good, or what do you know about autism?
I'm not an expert in autism. What I am, my expertise is in helping parents figure out when their child is displaying a particular behavior, how to know whether or not it is intentional or unintentional. And any time a child has a diagnosed medical problem that does affect their behavior, parents need to be asking themselves that question whenever there's a problem behavior. Where the Parents Tool Shop really comes in, and not just Parents Tool Shop, but any effective parenting, is that all parents have certain kinds of skills that they all need to be using. Those skills are particularly important to use when you have a child who has a medical problem that affects their behavior, because it will drastically reduce the number of problems that you have that are not a result of the medical problem. So therefore, what's left are more of the problems that are directly related to the medical problem, which you then need to be working with a specialist on. So that's where Parents Tool Shop really comes in equipping parents with A, those skills, and B, a technique, a decision-making technique for being able to look at a situation and know, is this the behavior, you know, is this learned, is this intentional, or is this the result of the medical diagnosis? And that's all part of that universal blueprint decision-making process that only I teach.
Well, I want to go over just a couple of things that you will find in the Parents Tool Shop. We talk about sibling squabbles. Oh, that's a big one. Picky eaters, temper tantrums, bedtime hassles. Something, and here's something that is going on in my family right now, is the morning delays. Get up in the morning, get ready for school. It seems like there's one hassle after another. We don't want to wear the clothes that mom says, the shoes, get out of bed. Are you getting into the shower? I mean, it's on and on. What do we do about that?
Well, pre-planning is a big part of those morning hassles. Pre-planning ahead night before, anything you can do the night before, packing up lunches, picking out clothes, that helps. In the morning, you got to know whether or not your kid is a slow waker or not. Because if they do need extra time, then you got to pad that into your schedule. Then once you've done that, also the actual getting up, again, are they the kind that they need 2 or 3 alarms to go off before they're actually going to physically stand up on their feet, or do they pop out of bed? All of those things you want to take a look at in planning your schedule. The other thing is the order that you do things. I have a saying that kids can go to school hungry, but they can't go to school naked. So have them get dressed, and if they delay on that, then they're not running out of the house half-dressed or inappropriately dressed, or which is even more stressful. They can maybe grab something to eat in the car if they're on a bus. Worst-case scenario is they go to school without breakfast one day, and I guarantee they usually will not do it more than once. to actually just follow through and allow that to happen. And we're not talking about starving your kids. We're just talking about holding them accountable. So getting kids involved. As you go through the morning, a really helpful technique to keep things moving forward is to offer choices for whatever the next step is. So say, you know, it's the alarm, they get up, you know, what are you going to do first, brush your teeth or put on your clothes? And so that you can get them to take that next step. You know, which do you want? Do you want milk or juice next? It's not, are you going to eat? We're not arguing. We're not going to debate that. It's time to eat. What do you want next? And so by offering choices for the next step, it keeps them moving forward.
Did I hear Seth, our wonderful engineer, saying we had a caller online?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
We are talking with Jody Johnston Powell, the author of The Parents Tool Shop. And what are we calling you?
Well, Judy, I have your book, and I have a question. I have a two-year-old little boy who... Can you hear me?
Not very well, and I missed your name.
My name is Jackie, and I can barely hear you.
Yeah, speak up, Jackie.
Okay, I'll go. Okay. My question is, I have a two-year-old little boy who is what some might call socially lacking, and I was wondering, what is a good time, a good age, to put them into a daycare environment, like a preschool, a good one? What's a good, appropriate time for them? Do two-year-olds just need other two-year-olds to play with to make them more well-rounded?
At 2 years old, you're at an age where some two-year-olds will be very social, but others will do what's called parallel play, which is that they just play by themselves next to each other. And so they may not really socialize very much. Between 2 and 3 is when you'll really start to see them come out of their shell more socially, so that by 3, then you're really looking at more across the board. Children are probably ready for socializing. If you have a child that either because of separation issues doesn't want to be away from you, or, you know, you kind of use the term socially lacking, that maybe would do better with you initially, one thing I really encourage parents to do, and this is what the Family Network organization is that Rainbow that I started, it's a mom at home, it's a mom to mom support group where there's play groups, co-op preschools, opportunities where you can go with your child. They get that start of socializing while you're still there, so that by the time, maybe 6 months to a year later, when you actually leave them at a daycare or a preschool, they've developed those social skills. And it's a real easy transition for them if you do it that way.
It is if you're not a working mom. That's the problem with doing the mommy co-ops and the things that go on during the day. It's, you know, hard to get involved in some of those. And I just thought maybe because he was with me, I mean, he's with me most of the time. I really, you know, maybe I was just wrong. I thought maybe he needed other children because when he plays with our friends' kids, he's really, he doesn't share. And, you know, he won't talk. He's 2.5 years, well, not 2.5, but a little over 2. And he won't talk yet. And we've had him tested. We've had his hearing tested. All of his, you know, he meets all the standards. He just refuses to talk.
There's a couple of things here. One is he's still within range. And keep in mind that developmental stages and milestones like that are a range. That's one of the things I find so frustrating about the toddler years, especially while it's great to talk to other moms, sometimes it can bring on this paranoia that it seems like everybody else's kid is doing something that ours isn't.
Oh, yeah,
and we think there's something wrong. Yeah.
Yes, I've quit asking.
First of all, he's definitely within range. So I wouldn't worry too much. If you make too big of a deal about something, for me, it was potty training. My son was 3.5. He needed to be in preschool, and he wasn't going to get in. I made such a big deal about it that it went from being just developmentally, he was on the late side of the scale, to my making it a big deal started turning it into more of a power struggle where it was more of an intentional thing.
Oh, I can totally see that, yes, because it is, I'm almost looking at my husband and saying, honey, tell me with words, because I say it so many times in a day that tell me with words, and maybe I just need to back off. And so you don't think that it's time for me to put him in a daycare, even for, my husband and I were thinking maybe, I don't know, 3 hours a day, somewhere around that time scheme.
I don't know. I don't think it would hurt, But it sounds as though socially, if you're saying that he's not sharing, here's a little tidbit about sharing. Kids will not even understand the concept of sharing until they understand the concept of ownership, which means until you hear them say, mine,
yes,
they will not share. They don't understand.
It's funny. Yeah, my mom told me that one time. I completely understand that.
Yeah. So don't worry too much if he's not sharing. Putting him in a setting where he would be expected to share when he doesn't understand the concept might actually not be as beneficial as you would think if he's really not ready for the socialization.
Yeah.
So I guess I would think about what the purpose would be, whether or not he really seems like he needs it or could benefit from it at this age.
Okay.
And Jody, can I throw in a question here? Sure, as a two-year-old, I have seen two-year-olds play with each other. They fight. They don't want, of course, you know, we just talked about the sharing thing. But how do you deal with that when you have two little kids? You know, the neighbor comes down, they bring their child, and the two little ones get into an argument over one toy. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, well, when they're beating the fool out of each other.
I think the first thing is to understand what is developmentally appropriate, because if you get two two-year-olds together and expect them to play together, then that's an unrealistic expectation. Because two-year-olds are going to play by themselves in the same room, but not necessarily with each other. When they're three, they might. But at two, they probably won't. So at two, I view it more that it's the moms who are getting together. The kids play on the floor by themselves. They may interact now and then, and you just kind of keep an eye on that and help guide them through trading something instead of yanking it out of their hands, that kind of thing. Because they really don't, not only do they not have the skills to play together yet, because they may not even understand if you try to teach them. Mm-hmm. They might understand a little bit, but they're not going to learn real quick at that age.
Yeah.
Big, big, big changes happen between two and three. So that by the time they're three, you're going to see a bigger difference when you have those two same kids together.
Well, I sure hope so.
You will.
Well, I think I'll put aside my plans for Stanford since we're not even ready for tater tots yet. So I appreciate talking with you. It was a wonderful conversation. I've been taking notes. I think I might need to read your book a little more.
Okay, that would be great.
Jackie, do you have other kids?
Yes, I have a 2.5-year-old and a almost 9-year-old.
And
which is one
about,
of the reasons
while we
I
have
thought
Jody,
I needed. Well, that was one of
while
the reasons
we have
I,
Jody on here. Oh, we're both trying to talk at the same time. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I was just going to say, while we have Jody on here, we've only got 10 more minutes. Is there anything that you're going through with the 8-year-old that you want to ask about? I know I think most 8-year-olds fight about everything. What do you have going on?
Well, I have two really big things with my 8-year-old. She is from a previous relationship. And she travels back and forth every other weekend from Arizona to California. And I think that that's taking a toll, but I think the biggest thing for her right now is that she is 8 going on 14. How do you rein a little girl? How do you tell them that it's not so cool to be 14 when you're 8? That just being 8 is okay. I mean, it's really, really been hard for me the last couple of, about 3 months she's been way outgrowing herself. Not to mention, Jody, she's 8.5 years old and wears a size 8.5 in a woman's shoe.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, she's got these, you know, predestined. She's two heads taller than every kid in her third grade class. Mm-hmm. But she also acts so much older. How do I rein her back to just being 8?
I think that the reining back in concept and the picture that creates, where do you think that will lead?
I don't know.
If you were to try to pull reins in, chances are you're going to get rebellion. Again, it's
exactly.
More of a power control approach. What I'm hearing is that this 8.5, 9-year-old is having to be very grown up just based on what she's having to deal with every single weekend. The transition, mm-hmm. change, the change in her life, having two different, having a relationship with two parents in two very different places. She has had to grow up a lot and mature
yes.
to be able to handle everything that has, you know, been going on. So she is rightfully going to think that she's more mature than maybe what her age, and maybe she is. Maybe she really is more mature than
she really is.
Yeah. So
it's really hard.
It's
I mean, Jody, I can't even. When we have play dates, I'm embarrassed. It's really hard for me to say this, but I get embarrassed because my little girl is so mentally beyond the other little girls that we play with that are even in the same grade, and one of them is a year older than Maya.
Ooh.
And she's so beyond
mm-hmm.
her age that I do. It's like, oh, you know, yeah, she's eight, but it's, mm-hmm. yeah, it's hard. And she is very mature.
So you do things like you get her involved in activities that relate to her interests as opposed to her age and her grade. So
yes.
say she's going into art. It may be an art class or an art group where there's kids from different ages who all share that common interest. She's going to thrive a lot more in that kind of a setting. And then it also it deals with your concern about you don't want her just hanging around with older kids who might be doing other things. And that's who she may gravitate to. By you
exactly.
helping facilitate her getting involved with kids at a different ages, but something she's interested in, it's going to help for you know that the kids that she's around there might be older, but they're going to be into activities that you approve of. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it makes perfect
sense. I would probably take that approach.
Perfect.
And then just in terms of if you are trying to get a child, and this is a general piece of advice for all parents out there, anytime you want to try to get your kid to see things your way, it's not going to happen by you trying to talk yourself blue, convincing them of it. The technique that you use, you ask them questions that get them to think for themselves down that path of logic. So something like asking her a question about how do you think 14-year-olds might feel about an 8-year-old coming to play and do things with them. How would they perceive the 8-year-old? What kind of trouble might the 8-year-old might they get into if they were around 14-year-olds?
Uh-huh.
Very general questions, but don't put her on the spot or put her on the defensive, but get her thinking about the kinds of things you're thinking about. Does that make sense?
Yes, what wonderful advice. Thank you so
okay.
very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, you have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
And thanks so much, and I hope you'll continue to listen to our show. Jackie, thanks
I
so much for calling
that.
In.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye now. You know, Jody, we have about 5 minutes left with you, and I wish that it was about 5 hours. I'm going to talk with BBS and see if I can't somehow pre-record a show with you because of the time difference.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jody, what do we do with overweight children? When we have 7, 8, 9-year-old kids, and I have a family member that has this problem, what do we do with our overweight kids?
It's about teaching children to have a different concept about food and the role that it plays in their life. Some of it is just maybe bad habits that maybe the whole family may have gotten into, and now, you know, we're kind of seeing where that's led, and everybody in the family maybe needs to take a look at their eating habits. Where I get really concerned is when kids view their weight and their body image as the means by which they get approval from others. That's
yeah.
where I really get worried. And it can be on a dieting too much extreme, and that I have to be thin in order to be attractive. And it can go to the other extreme where children who are obese are being excluded from social situations, or they feel that they aren't any good unless they lose weight. So there's like psychological, emotional, self-esteem issues. And then there are the flat-out physical health issues of obesity and not learning appropriate eating habits, things like, all parents in this day and age, we really need to be doing away with the clean plate club. It just teaches kids to eat whatever's on the plate, not listen to their bodies, not stop eating when they're full, and actually stop eating before you're full, because 20 minutes later you're going to be full. So, and just being adventurous with food in terms of maybe having a garden for kids to grow food in so that they will be more likely to eat fresh fruits and vegetables. I ended up having garden salad kids, you know, salad bar kids. And part of that is because we would grow stuff out in the garden and they would, you know, pick a pea off a vine, rinse it in some water, and they were great. So just things like I actually have an article, and this is already on the website, in the article section. Just go to parentstoolshop.com/articles. I think it's all lowercase. And click on the title there. It'll sort it by titles. And there's an article in there on picky eaters. And so if anybody's got a picky eater who doesn't like the veggies or expects them to fix a meal on a special platter, read that article. There's a lot of really good tips in there for picky eaters.
Okay. Picky eaters. All right. So let me give this one more time. The Parents' Tool Shop. This book is the universal blueprint for building a healthy family. And I really do think of it as the Bible. Over the years, I probably have sent 100 people to your website and told them about your book. You are the one that I recommend the most. And, you know, I was looking on the back of the book, and I didn't realize that Jim Fay recommends your book. He writes something on the back of your book about the book being wonderful and it's psychologically sound and should enhance and support most other parenting programs. I had Jim Fay on my show some, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, too. So, very interesting. Jody,
I'm very honored.
Yes,
read the names on the back and the inside cover. I'm very honored. Some of them I'm not even allowed to say out loud on a media show that they endorsed the book.
Really?
I'm very, very honored by the endorsements of other parenting professionals. Yeah.
Jody, I want to thank you so very much for coming
you
on our show.
You are very welcome.
And we will absolutely send people to your website second Friday every month, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time. And it's www.parentstoolshop.com/tele. But they can just get to the page, and then that will tell them where to go.
Right. They can sign up right there. And then they'll get all the notices every month of what we're going to be covering and how to call in. And if they can't make it, just by the fact that they're already subscribed, they'll automatically get the recording.
Okay, I'm going to log on tonight so that I get those notices too.
Yeah,
and,
that would be a good idea.
You know, I can tell everybody, okay, we're going to be talking this month about lying or sibling rivalry or whatever.
Right.
Cool. All right, Jody, thank you so very much for coming on tonight.
You are welcome.
And I'll be talking with you.
Okay. Take care,
everyone.
Okay,
so we'll get the book back on.
Okay.
All right, Jody, thanks so much. Good night now.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Oh, I love Jody Johnston Powell. She used to do a regular show with me, and I have been recommending to her that she get a hold of those folks at the BBS radio that take care of us so nicely and talk to them. I know she would like to do a regular show on the radio. So I think she needs to call bbsradio.com, guys. What do you think? All right, listen, we're going to take a break. And next on the show, we have Siobhan O'Connor, and this also I think you folks will really like. We're going to be talking about super brain yoga and pranic healing and change your life forever, increase your brain capacity, help your children learn faster. So hang on, guys. We'll be right back.
Wind blow me down, yet I remain. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm one of the stars of the hit movie, The Secret, and I'm the author of way too many books to even list here, including The Attractor Factor and Life's Missing Instruction Manual. You're listening to BBS Radio, so fasten your seatbelts, get ready to be inspired and informed. You're in for a wild ride.
April, give me a second. Look over across the street. Is he using electric lawnmower or is he using gasoline lawnmower?
Electric.
Hey there. Thanks for staying with us. I hope that you enjoyed our first guest, Jody Johnston Powell, teaching parenting for many years. I want to thank her for coming on. Want to just talk to you for a minute about energy enhancement systems. The EE system is a new technology that generates a therapeutic energy field that can raise the energy level of every cell in the body to its optimal level. This is the most extraordinary technology that we have seen in many, many years, any place, by any thing that we have out there, whether it be supplements or anything that we're doing. Dr. Sandra Rose Michael is the innovator of EE System. She's the inventor, and she's Senior Director of Energy Medicine for Open International University for Complementary Medicine. And she's under the UNESCO, and she's a member of the Scientific Council for National Bioscience in Europe. And she's recently received a Medal of Honor at the World Summit on Integral Medicine. And she is just all over, everywhere, the whole world. She's in Who's Who, and she is a phenomenal woman. She's the sponsor of our show. So if you would like to have more information on the Bioscalar Energy, please go to eesystem.com. And if you're interested in purchasing this system, go to sales at EES or EESystem.com. That's sales at EESystem.com. Guys, dolls, want to tell you just a couple of minutes here before we're going to play a CD of a show that previously ran, because I don't have very much voice. If you've been listening to the show for some reason, I'm coughing and clearing my throat, and I'm losing my voice. So want to just take a minute and let you know that I'm a psychic healer, and I do readings for people that literally alter their life. And if you would like more information about me, please go to www.drrainmorgan. That's DrRainMorgan, drrainmorgan.com. And take a look at me. I'm growing. I am becoming, over these next days and weeks, something much more. Our site is going to change. I have partnered up with Gary Radke, and he and I are putting together a company called Ascension Road. We have the technology, the know-how, and it's all internal technology for ascending. And if you want more information on what I am very much into right now and have been over the past 3 months, Sunrider, sunrider.com. Sunrider is a food-grade herb, very concentrated, that we eat and drink, and I have now lost 3 sizes. My consciousness has improved beyond anything I can tell you. Don't say we're just getting old. I don't feel as good as I used to. I don't have the energy that I used to have. Well, I guess I'm just getting old. No, you're not. You're getting sick. You're becoming unhealthy. You cannot believe the amount of people that I talk to that are in their 20s and their 30s, and they're tired when they get up, and they don't sleep, and they don't have energy, and they're stressed, and they have anxiety, let alone the physical issues. How many people are on medication for depression and anxiety, and how many people I see on a daily, weekly basis that are 20, 30, 40, and even 100 pounds overweight. You show me somebody that is overweight like that, and I will show you someone that is literally starving to death. Your body is getting no nutrition. Big bellies are from bad livers, livers that can't process what's being put into them anymore. We're going to be doing some shows on the Sunrider products. We're going to be talking to you about alkalizing your body, aside from the fact that this is a phenomenal way to increase your prosperity. It's network marketing, and you can get yourself to a place where all your food is paid for, and you are collecting a tidy sum. Network marketing is a phenomenal way to increase our prosperity and our abundance. And if you want more information about stopping the aging process, about youthing yourself, please get a hold of me. Go to my site. Get my contact information. Get my email, rainoftruth@cox.net. That's rainoftruth@cox.net. Rainoftruth@cox.net. Tell me, talk to me about what you've been talking about every week. Sunrider is the most phenomenal thing that I've ever come across. I will tell you, in doing radio for 12 years now, I have seen and talked about and probably experienced half of the whole world's products. I've heard about the other half. And I have to tell you that I have never experienced results the way I have now, with the way I feel sleeping all night long, my body just melting away and the energy that I have, the way I feel. And I have to tell you that I'm 100 times more conscious, more psychic, more, on top of it. I almost have a loss for words here, if you can imagine me being at a loss for words, about what Sunrider has done for me. So please go to my website, www.drrainmorgan.com. Talk to me about a life-altering reading. Talk to me about Sunrider. And again, if you want to know about the Bioscalar Energy, eesystem.com. Just go online and check out the Energy Enhancement System. See what it's all about. So I am going to turn the show over now. We're going to play a show that was previously aired. Sorry about this, folks, but I barely have a voice. I will be back next week with Almeen. And Almeen is, she's my sister, a wonderful, wonderful, very, very spiritually advanced human being. You can go to spiritualjourneys.com or just put in Almeen, A-L-M-I-N-E. Just put in Almeen and put that in your Google or whatever search engine you use and check her out. She is now claiming to be immortal. And as well as I know Almeen, I believe her. If she says she's become immortal, then I will tell you she has. I haven't spoken with her now for some time, and I'm really looking forward to doing the show with her next Wednesday night. She'll be on at, she's our first guest at 7:30. She'll be on 7:30 to 9. And I want to let you all know that I have a new show also beginning Sunday night, the 19th. I will be on at 8:30 p.m., 8:30 to 9:30. And this show is called Ascension Road Solution Radio. So new show coming August 19th, Sunday night, starting at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. I want to thank you all for being with me. Please stay. Listen to, well, I don't know what they're going to play. Seth, what are we doing? Do we have last week's show with Nikki Scully? Because that was a good show. We could also do maybe, I don't know, what do you have? Maybe a little bit more of Monica Lewis. And just let me remind you, folks, that the last Wednesday of every month is Monica Lewis night, and she'll be talking, forecasting the following month. So, guys, can you talk to me? It's 8:25. Anybody on there? Anybody out there? Do I have my engineers listening to me? Seth, are you there?
I sure am. I'm here.
Hello?
You've got me.
Okay. I was just saying to the people that you're going to put a show on. We've got 2 hours of the show left, and since I'm just about to lose my voice, we're going to play a show that was previously recorded. What do we have coming on? What have you chosen to play?
Well, I chose the week before last, but I can change that up for you.
You chose the week before? I'm sorry? I can barely hear you.
That's correct. I chose the week before last. Did that be the...
Okay, and the week before last was Carrie L?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And, you know, we have an hour with Nikki Scully from last week. Maybe we could do both of those. We have 2 hours left.
Absolutely. You got it.
Okay, guys. Hang on. We're going to go to break, and they're going to queue up. So I'll be back with you next Wednesday night. Many, many blessings to you. Thank you so much.